morning, church. You are all welcome in his presence in Jesus' name. Amen. While we are standing, let us remember our heroes, the martyrs of faith. Tomorrow is September the 12th, and today is a service where we have the opportunity to gather like this. So, let us rise up for a moment of silence. We thank Jesus for calling them to his heavenly home, which everyone is yearning to go to on our last day on earth. Blessed memory. Let us also thank God for his continuous love, his care, and guidance over the family members of the martyrs of faith. Together for Jesus. Make it louder. That's not enough for my Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank you. You may be seated in his presence. My name is Kimmy. I am from South Africa and Nigeria. And by the grace of God, I am an evangelist in training under the mentorship of my father in the Lord, Prophet T.B. Joshua. I would like to use this opportunity to thank him for his love, his care, his patience, and endurance for me. If it were not for him, I wouldn't be standing here in our midst today. God bless you, sir. Many of you know me from the stage as an opera singer, singing something like, that is man's talent. But today, can somebody say today?
Yes.
Today,
yes.
By the grace of God, I am going to deliver for you the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is God's supernatural gift out of me. Be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name. God. This is not a perfect world. We are in a world dominated by falsehood, where everyone lies to his neighbor. Their flattering lips speak with deception. People compromise their goodness because they want to fit in. We are exposed to things that are not consistent with God's word. When you look through the streets and venture into the highway of life, what you see is frightening. You will see Satan using man's unrighteousness as an instrument for his purpose, which is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Destructive influences are very much around us through entertainment, media, at schools, through friends. Where are we going? Ask your neighbor, where are we going? Those who live outside the truth, where their true light comes, are wallowing in sin, without direction, without a guide. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a road that appears to be right, but it leads to death. Your environment is very important. My sister, if your environment is bad, you will be easily influenced. Anywhere you go, you'll find four kinds of people. Those who subtract, divide, and those who add and multiply in your life. The book of Proverbs 13 verse 20 says, he who walks with the wise man will be wise, but the company of fools will be destroyed. In other words, we are influenced for better or for worse by those we associate with. Show me your friends and I will tell you who you are. We are what we are as a result of the company we keep. Destiny can be changed if you don't know where you are destined to be. You need a mentor in your life. Not just any kind of mentor. The one God sent to you. And this brings us to our message today, titled, Our Need for a Mentor. Our need for a mentor. Take note. There are two kinds of leaders. Born leaders and made leaders. When you meet with a born leader, that is one inspired by the Holy Spirit, he will point you the way that will make you discover yourself. In order for you to be respected, you must first respect the authority above you. In other words, that love and that respect for your master must be there for you to make it through him. Now, a big question. Who is a mentor? Who is a mentor? A mentor is someone with vast experience who is willing to share ideas with you. Someone you submit to. Someone who is capable of growing and increasing your life. Someone who corrects you and points you to the right way. Because Micah 6 verse 8, it says a Christian is expecting to do what's right at all times. This is more like a teacher-student relationship. Except that on this one, you have a benefit of a one-on-one lesson. And you don't have to pay for any advice or lesson you receive from your mentor. What a deal. Can somebody say, what a deal? What a deal. You also have the role to play. In order for you to enjoy your mentor, you need to be sincere. When you are sincere with him or her, he's ready to go to any length to help you. When I say enjoyment, I mean you receive from your mentor. My brother, you want good health? You want a good life? Be sincere. Many people are just pretending. If you are sincere, you remember the first day you believed Jesus Christ and the way he accepted you unconditionally. If you are sincere, you will never forget. Remember the story of Ruth and Naomi. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Reading from verse 14 to 16. The book of Ruth, chapter 1. Ruth is in the Old Testament. Just after the book of Judges, before the book of 1 Samuel. Are you there? Ruth chapter 1, reading from verse 14 to 16. If you are there, shout Emmanuel. God with us. I read. Then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye. But Ruth clung to her, and she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Hallelujah. Orpah had a chance to become great, but she backed down. Just as Lot's wife, she looked back. I mean, she took a journey into her past because her heart was that way. She looked down at Naomi's situation and concluded. She went back to her old life. Ruth had a sense of destiny. She committed herself to Naomi. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his ways. He has a quick perception. Ruth was a foreigner to the commonwealth of Israel, being a Moabite. She knew that Naomi was the bridge that would lead her to her future success. Who is the bridge that will lead you to your future? Ask your neighbor, who is the bridge that will lead you to your future? Viewers all over the world, who is the bridge that will lead to your future? She said, where you go, I will go. My sister, please help me. This is Ruth and Naomi. She said, where you go, I will go. Whether you face trials, persecution, I will go wherever you go. In good times, where there's food on the table, where you go, I will go. When you hate me, when you insult me, where you go, I will go. Where there's no money in the pocket, where you go, I will go. This is the kind of relationship we're talking about. God bless you, my sister. What an extreme statement. What a commitment. Where you go, I will go. Ruth did not know that she would become the wife of a very rich man named Boaz. She did not know that she would become the great-grandmother of King David. She did not know that Jesus Christ would be one of her descendants. Even Naomi had no idea of what was in store for her. Because when she went back to Jerusalem, people asked, is this Naomi? She said, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. Because the Lord has dealt with me. She went through a lot. She went through a lot. When there was money in the pocket, when there was no money in the pocket, when there was food on the table, when there was no food on the table, she endured because she was a woman of faith. Realize this. This is why she said, where you go, I will go. You know, if God knows that you will become a betrayer tomorrow, you cannot go anywhere. Pretense is the disease that causes people to fall down when they are climbing a ladder of success. Be sincere. You know, I am forever grateful to God Almighty for all the troubles I've been through. Because it was these troubles that led me to the house of God. My life was a mess. I didn't know who I was. I did not know where I was going. I was just walking up and down in the highway of life. I was almost destroyed. But just at the point of my breaking, God Almighty sent my father in the Lord, my mentor, Prophet T.B. Joshua, in my life. And when I entered the Synagogue Church of All Nations, Lagos, Nigeria, my mentor, Prophet T.B. Joshua, covered my nakedness. Yes, I mean, I was a well-known opera singer. I sang all over the world. But I was naked. People of God, please, let us pray for the famous people because they are naked. Under his wing, he wiped my tears away. He made me to understand the importance of forgiveness, the importance of living the battle for God. He stressed the fact that when I made mistakes, I shouldn't run away from God. I should run to God. And most of all, he taught me about Jesus, and he is teaching me about Jesus. Look at me. I'm walking freely. I'm talking freely. I'm smiling freely. I'm praising God freely. Because I have a mentor in my life. And you know what? I'm no longer a slave to fear. Because I am a child of God.
You unraveled me with a melody. You surround me with a song. Lift your hands, Jeff. Of deliverance.
Thank you, Jesus. Now that you are here, your case will not escape the anointing of God. You may be seated. Now let us look at another example of the man in the Bible. Turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 29 to 31. The book of Acts, chapter 8, reading from verse 29 to 31. Are you there? I read. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. Hallelujah. And this story, the Ethiopian eunuch knew that what he wanted to know was impossible without a guide. He wanted to know God more through the written word of God, the book of Isaiah. He showed a genuine willingness. When Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" He humbled himself because he needed a guide to understand the book of Isaiah. Humble yourselves in the presence of your mentor. He continued reading until the guide came. He continued striving because he had a vision. Did anyone tell you the road to the kingdom of God is a bed of roses? Nothing comes easy. When you play your own role, God will send someone to help you. Ask the Ethiopian eunuch and he will tell you that rebuilding you requires your attention. Successful people don't just drift to the top. It takes focused action, personal discipline, lot of energy every day to make things happen. Winning starts inside of you. I say yes, Lord. I say yes to your will, Lord. I say yes. I say yes, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ. He had to abandon home in order to discover himself. You start to discover yourself when you know the place you are in is the right place for you. When you are able to realize this, or when you know the right place for you, you will be able to stay focused there no matter the persecution. It will not distract you. But if you have not discovered yourself, you will not be able to stand against persecution. You will be a lover of friends. what people say about you will matter to you. My father in the Lord, Prophet TB Joshua, says we need someone stronger, wiser, and smarter than ourselves for us to make it in our respective callings. You need God. You need good people. I pray to God Almighty that you discover yourself. Tell your neighbor, discover yourself. Discover yourself. The disciples who became the apostles had Jesus Christ as their mentor. He taught them how to live life in a way that pleases God. He preached in parables and in stories. He taught them how to pray. Jesus did not teach them theory. He taught them practical. They saw him when he faced trials and injustice. They saw him when he was loved and honored. Life is a learning experience from both negative and positive encounters. No one was born with great knowledge. You discover what you know, and you become what you are. People of God, in the presence of your mentor, that is where your blessings lie. That is where you are strong and can meet the love and mercy of God. Joshua received instructions from Moses. It was these instructions that he carried out that led him to the glory and honor we read about today. My brother, are you taking instructions from your mentor? Are you taking instructions from your mentor? If you are, people will know, because you will have fruit. A tiger will give birth to a tiger. Sit in the presence of your mentor. Sit at the feet of your mentor. Because your mentor is your redeemer that will redeem you from your weakness. You know, when I was down and when my soul was weary, I prayed to God Almighty to give me a mentor that will give me instruction, direction, and revelation I needed to live for him. He gave me, in the person of Prophet TB Joshua. I pray to God Almighty that he gives you the grace to discover yourself through your mentor. You know why? Because there you will find fullness of joy and God's favor in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless his word in the midst of your heart. Thank you.